An exhibit at the New York State Fair this year will chronicle the life of Onondaga Lake, from its centuries-old role as the spiritual home of the Iroquois Nation to what politicians called the most polluted lake in the nation, to a massive cleanup effort that's cost $1 billion. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the idea is to show what the lake once was compared to what it is now.
For years, Onondaga Lake has been referred to as the most polluted lake in the nation. Onondaga County Deputy Executive Matt Millay says it's time we stop doing that.
We no longer have to look at it and be embarrassed or discuss what we're going to do. We now look back and talk about what we have done and where we're going.
Onondaga County is among the partners creating a 3,000-square-foot exhibit at the New York State Fair this year that will chronicle what SUNY ESF President Neil Murphy calls an extraordinary story.
This exhibit will tell the story about the pathway from those dark days in terms of the impairment of this asset all the way up to the development of this asset and the economic development that will spin off of this.
Officials admit many aren't aware of the progress that's been made in cleaning up the long maligned lake, which DEC Regional Director Ken Lynch says is as clean as others in the area.
You are starting to see in some of the water quality data, when you look at things like phosphorus and oxygen levels and water clarity, this lake rivals many of the Finger Lakes nearby, the Atisco Lakes, the Owasco Lakes.
The exhibit will occupy an entire wing of the Center of Progress building at the State Fair, which begins in late August. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.